You're listening to WSIU. This is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Students at SIU Carbondale will head home at the Thanksgiving break and finish their fall semester online. I talked with SIUC Chancellor Austin Lane about how the semester is expected to end and what we look forward to in the coming year.
We've had a pretty successful semester as compared to maybe some other universities, and I'm knocking on wood here in front of you. We will end out as we plan November 20th. And so our students will then go back to their homes and still continue on virtually. So we're not done yet. They still have to finish out that semester. But we think it's more of a safety piece where they can all go home and still be safe while they're at home and finish their classes and finish out the semester. And so we're excited about that. It also gives our staff a chance to really have some flexible work from home time as well. So not everyone will be here, although we'll still have offices that will be staffed and folks to answer questions and answer phones. But we need to be careful because we don't want our staff. We're seeing the spikes that are happening around us, but we don't want our staff to actually not be able to make it until the end of the semester, and faculty as well. So we're asking folks to really, the managers of these areas, is to be mindful of that. And if people can work from home, especially during that time, then we want to honor that and make sure they get a chance to do it.
What about as you head toward the spring? I know we've talked about the spring break is being eliminated. That week is being added to winter break. So we're starting a week later. Do you expect that you're still going to have that split between in-person, hybrid, and fully online? And how does the spring look?
Yeah, great question, Jennifer. So the spring is, if you remember the fall, we had a modality of courses where about 40 some odd percent of those courses were fully online, and about 30% were face-to-face. So this spring, you'll see closer to about 45% of those courses being fully online, about 28 to 30 still roughly being face-to-face. So pretty similar to what you're seeing this spring. And then the rest is hybrid. You'll have a mix, a balance in there. We thought that was a great formula for fall. And now that we're still sort of in the same realm of the pandemic, we're going to start off that way for spring. And the modalities will be pretty close to what they were. No spring break. So I told our students the break really is coming from the longer winter break. So, you know, we really end that early December, but go all the way through MLK. It gives them a week later. And so we won't have spring break. Most universities are not having spring break. And we'll work right through, and then we will end at the beginning of May or end of April. And we'll have some creative things. I think what'll be neat is that this spring, all of the athletic events are back. And I think it will liven up just a little bit because we'll be playing sports. Obviously, we have some crowd and size requirements that we have to adhere to from the state's plan, but we still will have a sense of a vibrant student life. And I hope our students can just hang on, because I know this fall has been tough. It's been pretty quiet and we've had to be very cautious, and we still will in the spring. But we really believe we'll have a lot more things for our students to engage in and in a safe way.
Ordinarily, your first 6 months or so, or even your first year, would be spent visiting with community stakeholders, going to high schools, really kind of introducing yourself to the region as a whole. And I'm sure COVID has made that more difficult, but I understand you have been having some meetings and introducing yourself. How's that going?
I tell you, I didn't think it could be done. So I'm a very sociable, at least, chancellor, one that likes to get out and high five, and you can't do that anymore. You know, so it's killing me because that's usually my style in trying to connect. And so I didn't think the Zoom would work, but I will tell you, it's actually probably in some cases more personable because we're doing now, we've got just one-on-one connection. I'm not speaking to a crowd. when I'm on Zoom, I'm speaking directly to superintendents in our area. I'm speaking directly to presidents of the community colleges in our area and across the state. I'm speaking to high school counselors. Earlier today, I was on with Senator Fowler with his youth advisory council. He has like 70 students on there. So I'm talking to all of them directly. So, you know, there's some advantages to this, even though there's some Zoom fatigue, but there's still some advantages to be able to still reach out in a very innovative way and make sure that they, that students know and that we're trying to recruit them, and that our region knows that they're a top priority. We want students to be our, we want to be their first choice university. So we got work still to do, and some of it will be face-to-face with masks and smaller settings, but we are making the best of this.
That's SIUC Chancellor Austin Lane, and I'm Jennifer Fuller. This is In Focus on WSIU.